I'm here in some sort of a Kurdish place. It's a bit noisy. This is their leader. There's all some people who died, you know, there's some sort of a thing going on. This is called a PKK. These women were killed in Paris by some hitman. And I told them that the Swiss are behind it, you know. So I left a lot of information. This is Octagon doing this, and they never found the guy who did it, you know. So it can only be Octagon. So I got these books here from the by the Kurdish PKK liberation movement, and in this book here, War and Peace in Kurdistan, it says he talks. Where is it here? Yeah, he talks about the Kurdish. I can't really see it. The Kurdish feudal. Collaborators. So he admits there is a the pharaohs are there, you know, and here too, Kurdish aristocracy. So even among the Kurds, there is the pharaoh is there, you know. And there's another one. Ah, here too, Kurdish aristocracy, and here too. And here he talks about South Africa. He says all the problems are solved in South Africa, which is, of course, is wrong. You know, he's thinking that Mandela, he was a good guy, and it's absolutely wrong. Now everything is okay. And yeah, so there was this book here, War, and oh, it's difficult. I'm sorry. So there's this guy here, the Kurdish. He's in prison now, just like Mandela. On an island. The island is called Imrali, just like Mandela was. Well, he never was one single day in prison, I can tell you that. In Robben Island, he was a Freemason, Mandela, and a from a line of kings. And in this book here, it's only, I got it in French, Democratic Confederalism, like Switzerland. He even talks about the Turkish aristocracy and the Arab aristocracy. So this guy knows that the aristocracy are ruling. And here it's about liberating life, the woman's revolution. He wants to give all the power to the women. Or, you know, I'm not sure if that's a good idea. You know, look at the mess we got here. Everybody's divorcing, children without a father, homos and lesbians all over, adopting children. It's a mess, and we didn't have this mess before, you know. And actually it needed two world wars, you know. Here's the obelisk with the pyramid here. This is a 2D pyramid. If you fold it out, you get a pyramid, the Templar's cross. This is what you get, and this is how they got all the power to the women. Because a woman is a woman, and a man is a man. It should be like this. We have to complement each other, you know. A man can see the danger. He's like the bull. A woman, she just does not see the danger. She wants a nest for the children, warmth, food, and she's happy. We are different. We have to accept it. It's just the way it is. And we men, we have to protect our women. And that's why it was not the good women burning the witches, it was the witches burning the good women. And now, there are not very many good women around. And at the same time, they could burn the women because all the men were doing crusades, you know. But okay, that's another story. We're all different, we have to protect our women. And it's not a good idea to give them all the power. Because they are not meant to be. Look at the mess we're in, you know, there are female judges. And like a female politician, you know, a male politician, he will always do something for the women too. But a female politician, she will never do anything for the man. I can tell you that. They are the sisters of ISIS. We have to respect our good women, but not those sisters of ISIS, yeah. So also all the good women, wakey wakey, eh? because this is not, this is leading to, this is leading nowhere, only to death and destruction and deterioration of our children. Okay, Pharaoh, me. You know, the thing is with the Öcalan, he's most certainly a pharaoh, and he's not in prison, you know. Just same technique everywhere, you know, we always find the same technique. He's on an island like Mandela, and well, I already told you. But then, you know, they want a, the devil wants the woman, you know, at the height of all the power, you know, at the top, at the summit. Because you can't see the danger, you know. And look at the system we're having here. The man has to do all the work, you know, in the construction, on the land, the farmers, in the parks, cleaning everything, you know, the toilets, and I don't know what, you know, and car mechanics, everything, you know, in factories. And the women are everywhere here on key positions, you know, secretaries, you know, and giving out the orders. The men have to go into the war and die, you know, and all those First World War, the Second World War. This is the pharaonic system, you know. And with women, you know, taking the pill, you know, against the anti-baby pill. Makes them really weird, you know. They're not really women anymore. So, well, I'm a, yeah, well, okay, though, well, that's it, you know.
Here it still says Maison Rouge. Here used to be the Hotel Maison Rouge. Now it's here the it's the Fnac. There it is, Fnac, and all this, the whole building here. And this is where in the last weeks of the war in 1945 the elusive octagon, they came together. And you know, this is why they call it Maison Rouge. It means the Red House, which is Lower Egypt, the Père Tasser, not a house to live in, but a royal house, just like the White House, the Père Head. So they all come together, and this is why they call it the Red House of the Red Lineage of the Pharaohs, you know. And here it says Orange, like the Royal House of the Low Countries, I think it's called. Yeah. So they came here together and they said, well, what were you going to do with all the money we stole, you know, the gold of the Jews and the gold reserves of France and Poland and everywhere, everything. So they said, well, we're gonna put it in Switzerland and in Liechtenstein, which is a principality. There's a prince, you know. So here's a sort of a square, you know. It's called the Place Kléber, and maybe the cops are demonstrating. They were demonstrating it with guns and all, and the police cars and all that. Ah! So there it is again on the square, Maison Rouge, the Red House Pharaohs. And actually, about the Red House and the White House, you know, the Red House were actually the original pharaohs, you know. And the White House, they were the revolutionary ones, or the second and the third sons. And that's why there's the White House in Washington, D.C., actually. They already started a sort of a new world order, because the second and the third sons, they wanted to rule too. And that's why they went south to a place called Amarna. So here's that square, and here they gathered together in a hotel that used to be here on the Place Kléber in Strasbourg in France. The elusive octagon. This is the last time, you know. Well, it got obvious because there was a French secret agent was there, and he heard it all, where they surfaced above the water. You know, like, well, I know more about them, and I've seen them more like afterwards. But officially, that was the last time.